What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is what I'm talking about, Limits.
I know the way to set the mood today.
This is real music you're finally playing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
I know that no one cares more about music in this world than you, and maybe Bob Dylan.
Maybe.
Bob Dylan second to you, so I wanted to make sure that this was good.
After Pomp. Who are we listening to?
We're listening to Red Barn by Gary Pratt.
Somebody out there might remember Tracy Pratt from the old Buffalo Sabres.
What about Rob Pratt, who works at KDKA?
Wonderful man. Look at this, Limits. He's wrong. That's what I would say. He's dead wrong.
Who?
Bill Cowher. Anyway, I was just looking something up. I'll get to that in a moment. How are you? How was my birthday? It was good. It was great last night.
I'm glad.
I didn't do anything. I golfed. I went right from here to Ogle Bay. I shot an 88 yesterday.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
No birthday dinner?
No, I went home and there was miscommunication. So we had birthday dinner at home. We didn't go out to dinner. Yes, of course I had a birthday dinner at home.
There was miscommunication? Did your family forget it was your birthday?
No. It would be boring and complicated on where we were going to meet for dinner and such and everybody's schedules. But we did have a nice cake, although we didn't eat any of it because my daughter came home grumpy from a long day of school and sports and everything. So she was grumpy. I was grumpy by the end of the day. And even Susie and Bailey were grumpy. Mm. So I didn't care really at that point. So we didn't have candles or anything. We're going to do that tonight. We all decided that it would be best to do it tonight.
So just
and then
like,
I get a day after party. Isn't that a nice thing?
Yeah. Why not a 2-day affair for your
didn't
birthday?
You used to like it as a kid when somebody would be late with a Christmas or birthday present? You get that bonus present a day or two later?
Sometimes people will wish you happy birthday a week after your birthday.
Yeah. I don't mind that. What's the cutoff rate?
I'd say probably a couple days.
Not a week?
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks.
I'll take it. 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think somebody 10 days from now says, hey, by the way, happy birthday. I'm taking that.
So
absolutely.
The first week of the Steelers are playing, it's September 7th, and somebody says, oh, happy birthday, Joe. It was 2 weeks ago. Well, happy birthday anyway.
Yeah.
You'll treat it the same?
Maybe a month. Yeah, maybe a month. Honestly.
Do you ever tell people a fake birthday?
What do you mean?
Like if somebody asks, like, when is your birthday? Or like you're talking to a stranger and you
Why
just tell them a random day.
Why is it so hot
day.
In here? What is Crowley doing here? It's like 80
freezing
degrees.
In here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The booth in here is also controlled by the AM side, and they like it as an ice box.
I know.
Over there. So I had to turn it off every show.
I know. What were you saying, though, before that? You forgot?
No.
Just didn't want to say it anymore?
Pretty much.
Right,
so you didn't eat
that.
So you did not eat your birthday cake like
no,
Donnie Football's wedding cake.
Right. The birthday cake is still whole in the freezer waiting to be eaten tonight. And I'm starting to like this strategy because it's now a birthday that's playing out over 2 days. I like that. I like it a lot.
Did people when you were growing up ever have a birthday week? Like they treated the whole week as their birthday?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And that's why, you know, we have at least a week, and I say a month, where all happy birthdays are welcome and in play, so to speak. I did watch my Indiana Fever last night, shorthanded as they are, beat the Seattle Storm. That was gigantic.
Good present for you.
Aaliyah Boston from St. Thomas, where my sister Claire lives, was outstanding last night. So that was very helpful on my birthday. And then I watched Mitch Keller actually pitch a good game.
St. Thomas, like the island St. Thomas?
Yeah. Island St. Thomas. I can't work in these conditions. It's like a song. I don't know. Why does Doran put up with this? Why is it so hot in here?
Doran is built different.
He is. He can put up with the heat. Let's do a six-pack limits. Obviously, Bob's not here, which we're all saddened about. I was reveling in the birthday present that he gave me. I also woke up this morning for my morning weigh-in at 205. I have 199 in sight. Back in early June, I weighed in at an all-time high of 224 pounds. That's NFL linebacker material. How much does Alex Highsmith weigh? He's built out of muscle. Can you find that out? And I was just like, what have I done?
He's 240.
He's 240. Okay, I'm within 15 pounds of Aaron Highsmith. Or Alex Highsmith, even. Maybe Aaron Smith. I got the two confused. And was just sickened by it. So that's when everything changed limits, and I never thought and haven't thought for 25 years that I would ever see 199 pounds again. And now it's in sight. This is like a team having an unexpected season, and that wild card spot is right there for the taking.
Last year's Detroit Tigers, their late surge.
Yeah, right. I'm at 205. 199 is on the horizon. I can get there. But I don't know how, because I kind of plateaued right now. I've added swimming. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Where are you swimming at?
Right around the corner here. Green Tree Pool, Wilson Pool. But now they close this week for some odd reason. I guess because they can't get any help
because everybody's
back at school. I know it's the end of summer limits, but they should still stay open until Labor Day. They're going to be open Labor Day. So why not be open this week? Because people are back at school. They don't have enough help. But they don't need a lot of help because there's not going to be a lot of people there. But I wanted to be there because swimming, I think, is the next frontier. I had tubes in my ears when I was a kid, and I'm scared to get water in my ears. Therefore, I've been scared to go swimming for all these years because I'm afraid if I turn my head the wrong way, water's going to go into my ear and then into my brain, and then I could die from it. I don't like swimming for that reason. So I sent away for an unbelievable swim cap that has ear protectors on it. And it's like a whole new world. I'm like a fish. I'm like a fish in the water limits. I'm like a minnow.
No paranoia at all there.
No, not anymore. And now I can swim. And I think that's the greatest total body workout you can do, in my not so humble opinion. You?
I love swimming. I used to take swimming lessons when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, I still swim. Do you want to come swim in my pool?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to have to, as a matter of fact. Can I do laps? Your pool's not big enough to do laps in.
No, it's not. I mean, you can go back and forth.
Okay, I'll do that. It's like going back and forth in a bathtub. I might have to do it a million times to get
it's
any
It's bigger
effect,
than a bathtub.
Not by much. Not by
Jeez,
much.
Jeez, you're underselling my pool.
But I see 199 on the horizon, and it's gigantic. It really is. It's a sight I never thought I would see again, literally, in my life. Let's do a six-pack in honor of Ron, since Bob's not here. There we go. The first item, the Steelers have their roster, at least such as it is right now. Some guys will be brought back. Some guys will be stashed away. Some guys, at least one guy, will be put on the injured list, according to Jerry Dulac. That'll be Will Howard. So, as Gene Hackman said, in Hoosiers, my team is on the floor. Of course, he only had four players at the time, limits. The Steelers hopefully will have 11 at any given time. And are they any good? That's the question. There's a lot of people out there who think that they're really good. There's not many who think they're really bad. And of course, there's a ton who think they're somewhere in between. But one of those who thinks that they're going to be really good is their former coach, Bill Cowher, who said this is the best Steelers roster since their last playoff win. And I vehemently disagree, limits. Their last playoff win was the 2016 season. Well, in 2017, they went 13-3. They lost Ryan Shazier. But that was still a pretty good team. There were weaknesses on defense, but come on. They had first team all pros, two of them, in Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. Juju was an afterthought with 900 yards receiving. Martavis Bryant would come in when he was, you know, right and ready to play and was good. They had two pretty good tight ends in Jesse James and Vance McDonald. Come on, Limits. What are we talking about here? Plus, you know, if you're going to rank rosters, if you're going to evaluate rosters, you weight different positions differently, correct? Like your starting running back weighs heavier than your nickelback, right? Or your second corner, correct?
Yeah.
Your quarterback would weight very heavily. At least it would in my rating system. And the quarterback that year was Ben in his prime, okay? So please don't tell me, Bill Cowher, that a 28-touchdown Ben from that season isn't better than this version of Aaron Rodgers. Come on. With Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Juju, Martavis, Jesse James, McDonald, James Conner was a backup. Come on. What are we talking about here? We had Pouncey. We had DeCastro. Was Big Al on that team, and was he good at that point?
I think so.
Ramon Foster. What are we doing here? Now, defensively, like I said, they definitely had some holes, but they had some good players, too. In fact, they had another first-team All-Pro in Cam Hayward. Mike Mitchell, before he sort of rapidly declined, was a vicious hitter back there. Stephon Tuitt and Hayward. Ryan Shazier, before he got hurt that season, was a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Terrible take by Cowher. The secondary had issues. I'm not gonna deny that. But it's a terrible take. And I wanted to start the show with that, Limits. And even the next season. What about 2018? They missed the playoffs that year, but they still went 9-6-1. And that, again, was a pretty good version of Ben. So, again, I'm sort of heavily weighted here with the quarterback. He had 34 touchdowns and 5,000 yards passing. So that right there is a huge advantage for the 2018 Steelers over this team. James Conner was great that year. Juju, Antonio, before he quit the team, they both made the Pro Bowl. That was a pretty good team. They had some internal issues, shall we say. T.J. Watt was a rookie on that team. Tuitt was still on the team. Hargrave was on the team. I categorically disagree. I could be proven wrong, but I disagree. Next, Limits, there's a phenomenon happening here. We'll get in, by the way, to the nuts and bolts of the roster. I mean, some of that stuff is interesting, particularly at receiver, and there is a big story there that's brewing, and I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But I was reading the Post-Gazette today, and there's a writer there whose first name is King. Were you aware of that, Limits?
First name King?
Yeah.
No.
You should be. You're the beat writer, and you should comb the Post-Gazette every single day of your life for story ideas.
You work there.
His name is King Jamison. Jamison. I've never met him. He did a story on the Savannah Bananas. Were you aware that they've sold out two games at PNC Park?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very aware of that. Friday and Saturday.
Have the Pirates sold out two games on the same weekend this year yet?
Maybe Yinzerpalooza weekend. I know they sold out opening day, and they sold out one big Paul Skeens start when Philly came to town.
All right. Well, this is one of these things on the sports horizon. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You're going to pack PNC Park for something in sports? That's a big deal. The Savannah Bananas are sort of like UCF to me. Is that what that's called these days?
The UFC?
UFC?
UCF? What, the college? College football coming to PNC Park? You
that's
know?
How on the periphery UFC, it's popular, very popular.
Very popular.
But they're two sports, two things in sports that are in my consciousness, but I pay no attention to. I'm vaguely aware of them. I'm sure other people have this with sports, some high-profile ones, that they just don't pay much attention to. they're selling out PNC Park twice in a row. And the King writes that they also have, you know, just a huge, huge following out there. 10 million followers on TikTok. They're selling out major league ballparks. They have more than a billion views on YouTube. What is happening here, Limits? When I spoke to you this morning, like when you and I talked before the show, I don't want to get your complete take on something because then it ruins our back and forth. But you sounded very disdainful of the Savannah Bananas. What's the problem?
No, I'm not disdainful. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, I'll be working high school football this weekend, and then I'm planning on going to the Penn State game on Saturday. I just don't have much interest in going to Savannah Banana Baseball. I like traditional baseball. I don't like that, you know, if you hit a ball into the stands and a fan catches it, it's an out.
I think when I read about it, and the little tiny bit I've seen, it's fun. It's the Harlem Globetrotters in baseball. It's just flat out fun. And by the way, baseball, traditional baseball, as you call it, can be incredibly boring at times. So I would say that traditional baseball might want to be very aware of their competition, because that's exactly what the Savannah Bananas are, is competition.
I've even seen the owner. I saw an interview that the owner of the Bananas did a couple of weeks ago that was saying, like, we don't feel like we're really competition for MLB. We're an alternative, basically, to baseball.
If you're walking into major league ballparks where the home team can't sell out, but you can, you're competition, and you're vaguely playing the same sport. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, they've sold out NFL stadiums, Joe. They've put a baseball field into an NFL stadium and sold it out. Whether it was Charlotte, Tampa, they've done it at so many different venues. And that's why I think that they have back-to-back days at PNC. So a lot of people like it. I understand why a lot of people like it. As you mentioned, it's just like the Harlem Globetrotters. It's just something that does not really appeal to me.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's called Banana Ball, King writes, with everything from wild in-game dances to backflip catches to a first baseman from Butler. They have a couple local kids on the team who perches a bat on his face before stepping to the plate. So I think if you and I went to one of these, we'd be entertained and have fun. Do you agree with that?
Probably.
And is there anything wrong with that?
No. No, I don't think so. It's just, I'm very traditional when it comes to my sports, as you know. And I just, when I look at that, I'm just saying to myself, it's not baseball. Like, it's an entertainment product. To me, it doesn't feel like baseball.
Some of it is baseball, though. I mean,
some of it is.
These guys make incredible. Oh, my God, the umpire did a flip. I'm watching highlights right now.
Yeah, the umpire's dancing and doing flips, and they're playing music where, you know,
hold on,
people are dancing before pitches.
But there's also this shortstop makes an unbelievable play over second base where he then puts the ball between his legs and fires it to first, and the umpire calls out and then does a flip.
Oh, these aren't like scrubs that are out there playing. These are actual guys that can play baseball.
This is unbelievable.
They make some good plays, whether it's good catches. Some of the guys can really rope the ball.
It's a form of baseball. We can both agree on that, just like the Globetrotters are a form of basketball.
Yeah, a form.
And a form of baseball. Right?
I'm not going to get it confused with actual baseball.
I am, because that's what they're playing, basically. That's the sport that they're playing. They're just playing it in a different way. And the thing that I would be actually concerned about if I was Major League Baseball is taking the younger generation, kids, young people, and getting them indoctrinated into this. This is not something to be ignored, I don't think. It would be, you know, if they were going to play in some tiny ballpark somewhere in front of 2,000 people. They're selling out PNC Park twice on back-to-back nights. That is incredible to me. And by the way, if somebody's out there who's into this, I'd love to hear from you because I'm very curious about this now that I watch it. And now that I read about it, and you should check out the piece at postgazette.com by King Jemison. I'm curious to see how this goes. 412-928-9370. All right, Limits, give me the next one, please. I think there's a receiver on the horizon here. Thank you. And I think that receiver is going to be Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He's being connected to the Steelers. Aaron Wilson, very good at what he does. An incredible nuts and bolts reporter, an old school, savvy old news hound. I mean, he'll report if the most obscure guy in the NFL cleared waivers. Like,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
He runs lists of these things, like, you know, Franklin Beetlebuck just cleared waivers and, you know, is headed to the Saints practice squad. He'll have 27 tweets like that on a Tuesday afternoon. So he reports that the Steelers are interested. And what makes this especially intriguing is the fact that Valdez-Scantling has a history with Aaron Rodgers. They played together in Green Bay. And when you look at the numbers, they hooked up on a lot of explosive plays, but the target rate wasn't great. And that's sort of, I guess, part of the story with Valdez-Scantling, is he's a two-time Super Bowl champ who's made some big plays and did for the Chiefs. One big catch in particular, I recall. And even in Green Bay, made some explosive plays, but he's also disappointing at the same time. Just cut by the Seahawks. Now, I'm reading a piece on Steelers Depot that dives deep into his history with Rodgers. And they run this number. Aaron Rodgers to Valdez-Scantling for his career in the regular season. 2,091 yards, 13 touchdowns, 33 explosive plays. I think that was in 3 or 4 years that they were teammates. And we also know that Valdez-Scantling spoke very highly of Rodgers. Limits, you said you had a clip to that effect from last year. And I know Rodgers has an elephant memory on both those who have spoke kindly and not so kindly of him. So maybe that'll factor in the equation. Let's hear it.
This is Marquez Valdes-Scantling on the Zach Gelb Show.
Man, he's one of the greatest teammates you'll ever find. He cares more about his teammates than about the game of football. You know, I think that's something that people don't really understand because they get this perception of him that he's, you know, this whatever, this diva, or that he's all about himself. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. Aaron is taught me so much stuff, you know, on the field and off the field. He's, you know, a big advocate of just your mental health and how you approach, you know, life, not even just football, and, you know, the things that he's gone through, you know, over the years. He shares that and kind of just lets you know, like, hey, I'm human too. You know, I may throw this football really, really well, but I'm human too, and, you know, I have bad days, I have good days. And just for him to, you know, be able to open that up and be a great friend to me, not even just a teammate, but a great friend to me. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, he's one of the guys that'll text me, you know, and say, hey, I'm proud of you. You know, even if it's, you know, completely random, you know, just, you know, hey, I'm reaching out to you, love you, bro. Like, those are things, you know, like I said, I haven't been his teammate in, you know, 2-3 years now. And, you know, we still have that same relationship.
That's interesting to me. And I think obviously plays into this story with Aaron Wilson reporting this. Here's a guy who has size, who has unbelievable speed, but whose production, whose actual production, look at the targets compared to the receptions. 1 year in Green Bay, he had 73 targets and 38 receptions. 1 year, he had 56 targets and 26 receptions. More disconnections than connections, oh limitless wonder. And yet, I just read you those numbers, a healthy, very healthy yards per catch, even when he's playing sparingly, and he scores touchdowns, or at least has at some points in his career. Four last year. Four of his 17 catches in New Orleans were for touchdowns. He averaged almost 23 yards a catch. There was 1 year in Green Bay, the year I mentioned, he had 33 catches, six of them for touchdowns, and an average of almost 21 yards per catch. I'm going to guess that this is the guy. I'm going to say by the end of today and maybe by the end of this week that this guy will be a Steeler. Your thoughts, Limits?
I think it's a good possibility. I mean, he's only 30. When you look at his overall body of work, it's not great, but he does have the connection with Aaron Rodgers. It would be better than a Randall Cobb type of situation. He only played 8 games last year, 17 catches, 2 the previous year, or bouncing around with Buffalo, 17 catches and 2 catches overall with the Saints and Buffalo. I would be all right with it. I wonder where he would fit into the equation, though. Maybe as the number 3, well, what does it mean for Roman Wilson?
He actually might be a good guy to fit in the equation in this way. And we've talked about this, and it's comical to me. There's so much talk about Arthur Smith and the tight ends, for example. So this is the year that Mount Washington becomes a receiving weapon. Okay, fair enough. Jonnu Smith is going to play a ton of roles. Wait till you see him in this offense. Okay, him too. Freiermuth, man, he's going to light it up now. He's going to see a ton of one-on-one coverage. He's going to have other guys like Jonnu Smith absorbing other defensive backs and linebackers. Wait till you see him this year. All right, well, now we're up to 3. DK Metcalf. Incredible. Ben Roethlisberger tells us we haven't seen the best of DK. He's never had a quarterback like this. Wait till you see the magic they make. It's going to be crazy. Okay, now we're up to 4. Roman Wilson took a big step forward from everybody who covered camp in the preseason. He was struggling for a while. Then he started to get it. Rodgers loves him. Okay, now it's 5. Calvin Austin III. He took his big step forward last year, at least a little one. He could still be the number 2 guy. You watch. He's going to be good. That's 6. Scotty Miller. All he does is make plays. Rodgers loves him. Brady loved him. His stats aren't great from his career, but all he does is make plays. Okay. That's 7. And we haven't mentioned the running backs. And wait till you see, says Ray Fittipaldo, and I believe him, how much Kenneth Gainwell is on the field. All right, that's 8. Jaylen Warren has been a third down back, very good out of the backfield. Apparently, he's going to be a bell cow, but you got to be versatile. You got to catch the ball, too. That's 9. Caleb Johnson coming in. He could also see a lot of time, particularly as the season goes on. That's 10. So how much room is there? You tell me, Limits, in a multiple tight end offense for a highly productive, high-volume number two receiver? I would say not much. And Valdez-Scantling is not that guy. Not a high-volume guy. I'm not sure that they need or can even incorporate a high-volume guy. It doesn't make sense to me based on simple math. But what they might need is somebody who already has a connection, a rapport, some chemistry with the quarterback here, and a guy who in limited plays can make big things happen. That does make sense to me. So I think of all the names I've heard so far, yeah, there's better guys. Of course, Jakobi Meyers is a better player. Of course he is. It's also going to cost more. He also wants a new big contract. And where and how does he fit in this alleged multiple weapon receiving offense? Now, I'm going to have to believe that to see it, by the way. But Valdez-Scantling might make the most sense out of anybody I've heard so far. Next. Shedeur Sanders makes the team in Cleveland. Limits. Are you excited about that? And here's my question. Now that Kenny Pickett is on team four, we have Joe Flacco, we have Dylan Gabriel, and we have Shedeur Sanders, who some people think was set up for failure in the preseason. My God, they blitzed him in a preseason game a bunch of times. How dare they? How many starts over under 1.5 does Shedeur get in his first year?
Over. I think he gets 2 late in the season.
I don't. I think that Flacco is going to fare a little better than people think, but I don't think he's going to stay in one piece. And I think they're very high on Dylan Gabriel and going to give him every chance to succeed. I think Shedeur, barring, you know, injuries in front of him to both guys, will only make one start. But he is quite clearly a story worth watching. Next. Another receiver who changed hands, by the way, was Tim Patrick, who goes to the Jags. He had 176 catches, over 2,400 yards, 15 touchdowns in 4 seasons with Denver and 1 with Detroit. Okay? So I think he had 33 catches, about 400 yards, 3 touchdowns last year. He's had a torn ACL. He's had a torn Achilles. But now he lands in Jacksonville. I didn't have much interest in him. My God, he's had more injuries here than Martin Straka. Did you, Limits, want him?
No. No, I really didn't. It's simple as that.
Thank you. Next.
You're welcome.
He's an interesting guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, anybody is at this point. For the Steelers in that position. Here's a little treat for you. And I think we should have a moment of silence for Donnie Football. Actually, why don't we wait on this? Coming up next, there was obviously a bunch of notable cuts in the NFL yesterday. And one person in particular made me think of our guy, Donnie Football. And we're going to have our first Donnie Football Friday in a couple days here. And I'm very excited for that. But this one hit hard. And then there was another former Steeler released that I think you'll be interested in, although I don't think any team will be interested in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
No limits. I didn't think on Steeler roster cutdown day I'd be talking about the Savannah Bananas. But we are. If you would have told me a week ago, if you would have said, Joe, the Savannah Bananas are coming to town next weekend, where do you think they'll play and how many people will watch them? I might have said Wild Things Park, which I love. And I might have said, 1,000 people, maybe 2,000. I guess I wasn't aware of this.
Did you know who they were?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, they're on the periphery. I knew they were popular. I didn't realize they could come here and sell out PNC Park two times in the same weekend. I'm sorry. I had no idea. And I had no idea they were selling out other major league ballparks. So before we get to our moment of silence for Donnie Football on one of the cuts yesterday in the NFL, I told people I would take a couple calls to try to comprehend this, and we will. Give me one.
All right, here is Rich. He's in the North Hills.
Hello, Rich.
Hey guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
I was just down in Savannah. My sister lives in Hilton Head, and we went to the Bananas. Very interesting. This thing, it's just nuts down there.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right. What I think, it was just too much dancing and stopping and, doing a little line dance kind of stuff. These guys are phenomenal athletes. That one guy pitches and bats and runs on I don't know how tall they are, eight-foot stilts. It's unbelievable. He pitches. It's worth going once.
How much did it cost?
Down there was like the Wild Things Park. It's small. We were right against the fence to see it. It was hotter than blazes down there, so it was no sun or no shade.
How much did it cost?
I don't know. My sister bought the tickets for me, so I'm thinking, it was 70, 80 bucks. Mm. It's not cheap.
Mm. Interesting. Would you go again?
No, I probably wouldn't. Not if I'm paying anyway.
Well, I appreciate the call. Give me one more on that before we go to Donnie Football. Donnie Football might be in mourning today, actually. Limits. I don't know who Limits is talking to right
Somebody
now.
Somebody was calling in and dropped a note that they sold out Clemson Stadium.
What?
80,000. Earlier
so we're
year.
Talking about a phenomenon here that's way beyond proportionately what I thought it was.
Yeah, oh yeah, they sell out stadiums, there's no doubt.
Let's go to the next.
All right, here is Jack. He would like to chime in.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I've never been better, and I value your inquiry.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that a couple months ago, my wife, we watched a game, and she said I'd be cool to go to. They're coming to Pittsburgh. I don't even think you can get tickets. She had to get into a lottery thing to where you have to apply for a lottery, and then they called us back, emailed her or something a couple of months later and said that we didn't get the tickets. But, as far as I know, that's how popular they are, that you have to get in a lottery to get them.
You like them? You watch them? Would you go? Obviously, you'd go to it. You wanted to go to it. Hello?
Yeah. Are you still there?
The question is, are you still there? Not me.
No, I'm here.
Anything else?
No, I just, you know, I won't go to a Pirate game just because of the way they're run. You know, and there's a lot of fans that I know that think the same way. It's just a joke. I know that the Bananas are like the Globetrotter thing, but it's, what are the Pirates, really? The way they're being run, what are they? They're a joke, too.
Well, attendance reflects your opinion that a lot of people would agree with you at the moment. I wrote this morning for the Post-Gazette, I might add, Limits. Why don't you make this a six-pack item, if you'd be so kind?
Sure, I would love to.
That's for Ron Cook out there in Florida. He's probably 11 deep right now. He's already done his morning walk, a couple miles, at least a couple miles. Ron walks in the morning. Comes home, guessing he has a piece of toast for breakfast. Probably starts reading, loves to read, and then goes to the pool. And I would imagine there's a nice big cooler right next to him. God bless him. The column today is go ahead and laugh, but it's true. The Pirates aren't that far away. Far away from what, you might say? Wildcard contention. And that should be the goal, and it absolutely is a realistic goal for next season. It absolutely is. For the reasons that I've mentioned a million times on here, great starting pitching is akin to great quarterback in the NFL. When you have it, you are, by any reasonable estimation, analysis, close. You've done the hard part. The easy part in baseball should be building a relatively competent offense, and Ben Cherington hasn't been able to do that. So until he's fired and they can bring in somebody to finish the job here, the rebuilding job, the endless rebuilding job, then this is a non-topic. But if they can, it shouldn't be that hard to find. And we talked yesterday, Limits, about three positions: left field, designated hitter, and third base. They spent $10 million on a relief pitcher in free agency 2 years ago. Give me $12 million on a third baseman. Trade Mitch Keller for a third baseman. Trade Hunter Barco, one of your valuable young arms, for a valuable young hitter. A valuable young bat. This can't be that hard. They have what everybody wants. And it should be an absolutely electrifying top of the rotation next year, with Skeens and Chandler. And Chandler's stuff will play at the major league level because of the higher strike zone better than it did in the minors. Plus, I think he was bored and angry down there. This is going to be different. So I'm sure I'm catching all kinds of heat, which is good. I consider them to be basically a 500 team. I think in probably, what's the season, 6 months long? So probably we still have another month to go. In the last 11 months, they've been a 500 team basically for what, 7 of 11, 8 of 11, something like that. They're basically that under Don Kelly. They were that last year under Shelty until he nuked the month of August. So they don't have, to me at least, they don't have that far to go. They don't need Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, and they ain't getting them anyway. They need some competent bats. How in the world can you lead Major League Baseball in shutouts with 16, but you're 17 games under 500? It's incredible, Limits. Of course, they also lead the league in being shut out 15 times. Skeens is going to win the Cy Young Award, and he's 8-9. It's a total embarrassment, but it's fixable. It's fixable. And I think there's some help on the horizon finally in the minors, Limits. Did you see what the catcher they got from the Yankees, Rafael Flores, did last night?
Enlighten me, please. I did not see this.
I'll enlighten you. Two home runs, four RBIs, and he's on like a 400 tear, and he's got over an 800 OPS since he arrived in AAA. Mm. I know. Henry Davis has like a 900 OPS in AAA. It doesn't always translate. But he could be of help next year. Connor Griffin obviously could be of help next year. And even Termar Johnson has been ripping it up in AAA. I think he's going to want, or in AA, I'm sorry. He's going to wind up in AAA before the end of the year. Phone call from the majors. Bring in some help. My God, it's hard not to be in contention for a wild card in Major League Baseball. There's so many of them. You really have to be great at being incompetent, and Ben Cherington has been that for the most part. Now, somebody would come back at me and say, well, if you think they're close, you must think he's doing a good job. Well, he's close because of Paul Skeens, for one thing, right? Now, he did find Bubba Chandler, but that's in the same year that he didn't find the right pick in Henry Davis, right? He found one bust at one overall, but he did find Bubba Chandler, who I think is going to be really, really good. And he did find Connor Griffin. That is true. But he's also pretty much mangled every offseason so far and has shown no ability to be the kind of wheeler and dealer to finish this job. Next. All right. Poor Donnie Football. As I perused the list of cuts around the NFL yesterday, I saw former Steelers all over the place. I saw the Cowboys releasing Buddy Johnson. The Bills release Kendrick Green, one of the worst draft picks in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. In history. They took that dude in the third round. He was an undersized guard from Illinois who, as we later learned, didn't even want to play center. They bypassed Creed Humphrey, who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory with the Chiefs, and took a luxury pick in a tight end. And they drafted this dude and put him in front of Ben Roethlisberger in Ben's final year. How do you like all that? Other than that, it was a great pick. So he's gone. He's out there for the taking. Did I mention Arthur Mollett, Chris Oladokun? From Kansas City. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner. Is any limits?
He is, yeah.
He'll probably go to the practice squad. But the reason we need to have a moment of silence is that the L.A. Rams got rid of one John LeGlue. The glue guy limits.
He was
cut.
The glue that kept it all together on that
he
line.
He was. And he was a Donnie Football favorite. Right up there with the Uzi old first baseman for the Pirates.
John Nagowski?
The big Nagowski, yeah.
Nagowski. That's not who you were thinking of, was it?
No, there was another guy. The other guy. The other rotund gentleman who's now
Daniel Vogelbach.
Vogelbach, yeah. That's one of Donnie's favorites. This is like the Rams cutting Vogelbach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Johnny LeGlue. We hardly knew ye. We hardly glue ye. And I bet you Donnie's sad today. Should the Steelers pick him up as offensive line depth is the real question. I say yes.
I'd say no.
Why?
I think that they should have went after that Dalton Risingh when he came in for a visit.
Give me the scouting report on Dalton Risingh.
So he's bounced around the league a little bit.
As Limits quickly looks it up.
I want to make sure that I get it right. Dalton Risingh might want to get his name right.
His name would be good, yeah.
So he's 30 years old. He's a former second-round pick of Denver. He can still play a little bit. Last year...
I don't care. I've heard enough. You might be right. One more, Limits.
Okay.
The Andrew Heaney situation from the other night. This really struck me. I didn't know until Pony told me late in the show yesterday. That was his contract clause game, right? Where he picked up $50,000?
He did, yes. Getting over 120,000 or 120 innings.
Why didn't you mention it when the topic came up yesterday? Did you forget? I didn't even know.
No, I did not.
You didn't know either?
No, I didn't realize
it. Till after the fact. Yeah, me neither. So that gets me to thinking, they cut him the day after that appearance. I think that the Pirates wanted to win the optics game there and not have a Rowdy Tellez situation crop up where everybody finds out that they cut Heaney right before he was to earn $50,000. So I think they got a little bit afraid of what that would look like. But here's my question. Is that worth losing a game over? He single-handedly lost them that game. Why wouldn't you wait and put him in an 8-1 game or a 10-run game that you're winning or losing so he can get whatever he needed, two-thirds of an inning, to get his bonus? Why did they do that? Why did Don Kelly put him into that game? He lost them the game.
All he needed was two-thirds of an inning, a third of an inning, and... Maybe Donnie Kelly thought that he could actually get through three batters because, I don't know, he's a major league pitcher.
He can't get through one batter.
No, he can't.
I wouldn't put him in for one batter, even if that batter was Crowley. So I wouldn't put him in for one batter.
It's definitely justified getting rid of him.
Well, yes,
he was not
good.
His ERA was 8 over the last month.
Right. It would have been justified getting rid of him weeks ago.
Yes.
But I think that when it got close to this contract bonus, that they kept him for the optics of it. Unfortunately, they also lost a game getting him that. I don't know if they're trying to teach everybody a lesson. See, if we keep bad players around just to achieve bonuses, they might cost us games. I don't know. The logic is so twisted, I can't even wrap my mind around it. He stinks. He should have been traded at the deadline. What the hell is Charrington doing? What is he doing? Why would you keep a guy like that on your team? A guy who's a pending UFA for a going-nowhere team who's keeping innings from your young pitchers. And the same logic applies to Kiner Falefa and to Tommy Pham. Okay? And people want to turn Tommy Pham, you know, into Mickey Mantle. Okay? He had two horrific months, two really good months, although he still doesn't hit for power, and now another bad month. Okay? He was a terrible signing. I had a guy named Patrick on X yesterday tell me, oh, you're wrong about Pham. They should bring him back. Really? They should bring back Tommy Pham. For what? Tell me why. He's not the bat that we're looking for here. He has 7 home runs. He's hitting .265. That's what you want? Plus, there's, sometimes a little bit of a sideshow. Am I right about that, Limits?
Just a little.
He was historically horrific in April, where he batted .182, and then most of May. Then he started to get it together, okay? He was a good hitter in June and July, and now he's back to .230 in August. So let's cool the Tommy Pham Jets, please. If I see where they bring him back, I'm going to lose my mind. Just bring back Canario then. Bring back Sawinski. Is that audition ever going to end? What's he hitting now? One?
Has a guy
ever hit just 1.001? Why is he still here?
I heard.
Where is Nick York? Why can't they give somebody else an audition?
I heard Greg Brown say yesterday with the PM guys that he wanted to see Jack Sawinski since the end of the trade deadline.
I never want to see him again. So I guess Greg and I are different there. By the way, Greg had a very odd reaction yesterday, and I love Greg, of course. I mentioned yesterday how much professionally, and he's a great guy. The PM show brought up my name yesterday as saying the Pirates are getting close because Greg Brown said that. They're not that far away. And Greg had a very odd reaction to that, Limits, and I'm wondering if you can find that for later in the show.
What was the reaction?
Well, it's hard to explain without hearing it. So if you can find it, we could listen to it later, and then you and I can interpret it. Are you up for that project?
I'm up for the challenge, yes.
Let's do that. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It's sunny today with a high of Jerry Mullen, 72. Great weather for me to golf. Maybe Bob, too. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And, of course, the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We have Mark Cabali coming up in the next hour. He's going to join us for an hour, by the way. And there's a lot to talk about there. But why don't we dive deeper into the Steelers roster that Bill Cowher says is the best one they've had since they won a playoff game in 2016. Let's look at these positions. Let's look at who might come back. Any surprises? Anybody out there that they could still add? What position would it be? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. You can listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And that brings us to the general and what a man he is. Limits, do you have a guess for Card of the Week?
After an electric debut on Friday, Joe, I think it has to be Bubba Chandler.
I agree with that. What do you got, General?
Gentlemen, how are you? Thanks for having me. And I'm a glass half full guy, so we're going with the good news about the Pirates. This is so big, I had to clear it with the powers that be. We're giving away 10 Bubba Chandler rookie cards this week.
Holy
They're
going to
facilitate 10 winners. We're giving away Bowman first, Bubba Chandler. But we have another prize also. We're going to have the grand prize for this week is a Braxton Ashcroft autograph. I think everybody's skipping over the first five innings from Friday night. Two hits. Ashcroft's throwing 98 miles an hour. We have a lot to be excited about, including those two young arms.
Holy bird milk. That is a haul. To get your chance to win these cards, you head on over to our website, 937thefan.com, and hit up the contesting page right around noon, Wednesday, today through Friday. And also, while you're there, go on our YouTube page, subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. You can watch the show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.